You can have all the Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio podcast with our new app. Just search your app store, Apple, Android, Kindle. We don't care what you use. Search the app store for Explorations Early Learning. Download the app. Give it a try.
Welcome to Q&A with TNK. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, and welcome to Q&A.
With TNK, I'm Kristen.
I'm Tiffany. Special guest?
Josie.
We have a special question today. We had a great, really great question submitted on Facebook from our friend Heather. And it was
Heather.
What the hell? And I thought this would be a great opportunity for us to just like talk about what the hell.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. What the hell you got? What?
Do you know that really great Avril Lavigne song? Are you familiar with the works of Avril Lavigne?
Isn't everyone?
Well, what the hell? What the hell?
I thought you were going to play it again.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
I can't hear you in my headphones, by the way.
You can't hear me? Oh, it's because I have it down really low.
Oh, okay. There. That's better.
Yep, better. Okay.
Okay, what you got? What the hell?
What the hell?
You're 20 weeks pregnant.
I'm 20 weeks pregnant. What the hell?
What the hell?
There's like an alien inside of me, guys.
That's insane, isn't it? You have like a peanut.
It's a boy.
FYI. Okay. I almost just like broke the news.
Facebook broke the news. You're cool.
Okay.
It's a boy.
And you
have
a penis
in
you.
Inside of me.
Mm-hmm. No comment.
What the hell?
What the hell?
No, child. Having a baby is like insane. Like it is like one of the most craziest experiences ever, ever, ever. Like,
yeah.
It's just like miraculous.
My favorite thing to do when I was pregnant was just lay there and feel her move. Because it is so, you're right. You have a person inside of you.
Yeah.
That is moving around.
And gets the hiccups.
Kind of creepy. Oh, those are the worst.
I know, it's like Chinese water torture.
Ugh. What just the wait. Hell?
I'm like waiting for the music.
It's really loud, so I don't know if I can do it as we record. Just because it's really, really loud.
People have to turn down their stereos every time you play it.
It's loud for us. It's not loud for them.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, this is fun.
Okay. So you're 20 weeks pregnant. You're having a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have red hair.
You could have red hair. Mm. There is a possibility.
I mean, what the hell? But genetics are crazy.
What? The hell, indeed.
Like, genetics are crazy.
Freaking freaks me out every time you do that.
Before I met my husband, I was only going to marry someone with red hair so I could have redheaded babies.
Oh, redheaded babies are the cutest.
They are so cute.
Okay, I have a problem, though. Let's what the hell this
babies.
Up. I do. I have two that are pretty red, fiery red, and then I have like a nice golden, beautiful red, which I grew up with. And then I have like a strawberry blonde girly. And then I have one son who doesn't have red hair. And this is the saddest thing ever because when Knox was born, my youngest, with bright flaming red hair, I made the mistake of like making it a big deal. Like, oh my gosh, she has red hair. I got a son with red hair. And then my son said to me, Mom, do I have red hair?
Oh.
And it was like heartbreaking. And so now I never talk about it, and I hate it when we go in public, and everybody comments on all of our red hair, and he's with, and I don't even know what to say to people, because I don't want people to comment on it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to ask the question.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Is he yours?
Yes, he's mine. Yep. So that sucks.
Yeah.
What the hell, people?
What the hell?
Don't ask do that. Stupid questions. So now you know. It's like, when you're in public and you see a family and one looks different than the rest, like, don't comment because they might feel bad.
They might feel bad. Or if you
also
see
like
two
you
children.
Stranger commenting. Come yeah. on.
Well, red. So when you see a family of red haired people, like, and you're, I don't know, people just comment on it because mm-hmm. it's rare.
This is petty. I mean, this is not, that's actual hurt feelings. This is just annoying. Yes, my child's name is Juliet. Do not make a stupid comment about where is Romeo.
Ah! Oh. Yes.
Just don't say stupid things.
Oh
people.
My gosh. You know what I have to say to that? What?
Or like my kids' names are Sailor and Crew, but it's spelled C-R-U. Oh. Were you a Marine? Oh. Do you like to sail? Oh. Are you like a nautical family? What the hell? No.
What the hell?
I think we did ask you if you were a pirate in a past life.
Yeah, but you're my friend, so you can say that.
Oh, man.
Don't be stupid, people.
Don't be stupid.
What else
don't
we got?
Be stupid. I was looking
at. How about like when you're pregnant and people are like, oh my God, you're as big as a house. What the hell?
What the hell?
I don't
want to
be told that I'm as big as a house.
Like,
or what, do you got twins in there? No, thank you.
What the hell?
Just a really extra large penis.
Or, I'm sorry, but if you're not pregnant and you go over to your grandparents' house and your grandpa asks you, why you're so fat.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, that was rough. About that same time, I went to the dentist, and he said, so I hear congratulations are in order.
What?
What? Yeah. And he's like, the girls, like his hygienist, they told me, it says on the sheet that you're pregnant, and they're just like, no, we didn't.
What the hell?
So basically, yes, obviously, I need to lose some weight. But people, don't make comments.
No. Nope.
Just don't talk about wait. People's weight. Don't do it.
How do you feel about that?
What the hell?
What the hell? What the hell? Another one that goes hand in hand is, I would say, sharing very personal news before someone else. And I'm not saying this because we have this kind of... I'm saying,
what the hell, Kristen?
What? Yeah.
This happens to me at work and like with friends and stuff where somebody will be like, hey, congratulations. Like just trying to make conversation. And it's like, that's my news to like.
Yeah.
Don't start the conversation. It's my job to start the conversation.
Right.
Like I don't want everybody that I know to know that I'm moving until I actually like have mm-hmm. the house.
Yeah.
Don't just like, hey, congrats on the new house. Like, that's my news to share.
And yeah. that applies to social media, too.
Word.
Do not post a picture of a woman in her wedding dress before she has gotten to post the pictures from
yeah.
her wedding.
Yeah.
She
yes.
wants to post.
Or guess what just happened?
What?
This is so prominent couple in our community. All of a sudden, I woke up one day, you know, scrolling through Facebook and read... Today is the last anniversary for my wife and I. What, 15 years? We're getting a divorce or something like that.
Whoa.
And then you could tell, like, she commented. And they're, like, prominent, upstanding, great people. And she commented on it, like, oh, we're sharing this today?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell?
Whoa, what the hell?
Like, who are these people?
Whoa.
Whoa is right. Yeah.
What?
Or what? I thought you said whoa.
No, both.
What?
I said whoa.
Yeah. Don't do that. like social media, use some discretion, people.
Children too, don't post naked picture of your slightly older child.
Don't post a naked picture
of any child.
The one that makes me so angry, that I don't like the naked pictures, but when your child is crying about something and genuinely upset, do not take a video of it and post it on Facebook because you think it is cute.
Oh, that is such a big one of these. What?
Oh my. Got off on all sorts of. We didn't even know we were going those directions.
No. You know what we started this episode with the intent of?
Talking about funny pee and poop and penis stories.
I know. We have some funny stories about the junk at school. recently, with the baby, everybody's been very curious. And there's been discussion about. Well, I showed them ultrasound pictures after my 20-week appointment. And they were all like, well, wait, did you take the baby out and then take a picture of it and then put it back in? Like, why don't you have the baby with you, but you have this picture of you? And then there were all these questions like, well, how is it going to get out? How is it going to come out of you?
Yeah.
And how I didn't want to like dive into it right then. Right. But, you know, I'm fine to talk about it if they want to ask me where it comes from. The kids were asked, where, you know, well, what do you think? Well, I came out of my mommy's vaggy. Yeah, accurate.
That is so funny.
I wouldn't count that as a what the hell, though. That's just cute.
That is cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that I think about it, my funny stories are not what the hell stories. They're just cute.
Yeah, they're just cute. But,
you know, what the hell could be like, what the hell? That's so funny.
Okay, so I can't remember if I told this on a previous podcast. It sounds familiar. It's about when we had the reporter come with us to forest school. Did we talk about
this? No, we didn't talk about this.
Whoa! It's good. So I invited our local newspaper reporter to come out into the woods with us for a whole entire session of forest school. I didn't want her to just come out and, like, take a few pictures. And then I wanted her to, like, actually experience forest school. And so she met us out there, and she wasn't wearing appropriate clothing. I probably should have warned her. And on our hike into the place where we were going to set up camp for the day, there was a huge water puddle, and it was cold out, like really cold. And the water puddle was like knee deep on the kids.
We call those boot fillers.
Oh, yeah, this was a boot filler big time. But they even had mud suits on, but still, it still went everywhere. So we kind of said before they got, you know, into the puddle that if you go in the puddle, you're going to be wet. You're going to be really cold. And we don't have any changes of clothes. So we can walk on the edges if you don't want to get wet. Oh, no. What the hell? They all ran.
What the hell? Just keep talking.
Oh, they all ran straight through the puddle, like, and sat in it. And, like, good old times, she got some great pictures for the paper. What?
Delayed reaction there.
Okay, so then we finally get to base camp. As we're hiking into base camp, we've already got one sobbing because he's so wet and so cold. And so we've got my assistant teacher, like, stripping him down, and he did end up having – he had some changes of clothes in his backpack. So she's stripping him down. He's buck naked in the forest. As that's happening, we have another little girl. I'm so cold. I have extra clothes in my backpack. So she's stripping down naked in the middle of the woods. And while she's stripping down in the middle of the woods, the reporter's there watching all of this happen. A little boy goes, I have to poop. And I'm like, yeah, can it wait? Because I don't even have the toilet ready. Like, we haul in a 5-gallon pail with a toilet seat on it with a garbage bag in it. And I put a few layers of toilet paper in there to catch the pee, you know, so it doesn't slosh around in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get the potty ready. So here I am trying to help this little girl who's crying, and Alex is helping the other little boy who's crying. And then he has to poop. And so then I have to get the toilet ready. And so then the reporter's watching all of it. And here I am situating him on the toilet because he's so short, his legs don't touch the ground as he's sitting on the toilet. So it's really, the 5-gallon pail is really tippy. And so I have to hold him on the bucket as he's grunting. Meanwhile, two other kids are crying and naked. And I'm like, this is horrible. Like, this is the worst day of forest school ever for a reporter to come and watch. So we finally got a couple of the kids, you know, got them some clothes on. And one ended up wearing my jacket. One ended up wearing my sweatshirt. One ended up wearing my mittens. Then we were trying to keep their mind off of it because we were like, we got to get some good photos for this newspaper article. And we still had like an hour and a half left in the woods. So we're like, we got to like keep their mind off of things. So we decided we're going to go on a little hike. So we go on the hike and we stumble across a dead bird as somebody's crying the whole entire hike. Like he cried the whole day, the one that got wet and didn't want to be wet. He cried the whole 2 hours that we were there. So, while the reporter was there. So then we find this dead bird. And this little boy starts poking it with a stick. And he goes, oh, thanks for finding this for me, guys. And starts poking it. Then he starts whacking it. Like, I seriously felt juice from this dead bird, like, fly up and hit me in the face. And as they're whacking it, one little kid's going, don't do that. Don't do that. And he's like, well, it's already dead. This is really good meat, you guys. And then one of the little, he gave like an extra large whack. And one of the little boys goes, holy shit. Oh my gosh. I almost died. So the reporter, it was like the worst day ever.
Oh my God.
So we finally, you know, had snack. We read a story. We decided, let's get out of here. These kids are uncomfortable. We need to get them in the van. We need the heat on. So we left. On the way back to the preschool, Alex, who's 21, maybe 22, my assistant teacher, asks me, is this what it's like to have kids? And I go, oh, no, honey. It's like 75 times worse when you have your own children. I think I like scarred her for life.
Oh, gosh. And she said what? She said what?
Yeah. She said, what the hell?
What?
There you go. That's my funny story.
Wow. Those are totally real days.
Yeah, it was.
It's always when the boss is there.
Yes.
When that one parent is
yes.
there.
Yes.
Ooh, and you're just like, it's just one of those days where I just have to be like, yep, same kid has now pooped his pants 4 times in the first 3 hours of the day. I'm just going to like screw it and say,
what?
Like, yeah.
I'm just going to go home.
I'm just going to scratch this one off of my memory and move on.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What else do we want to what the hell about?
I'm not done whatting the hell about this. My boss has been great and trying to come in more and like visit our classroom more, which feels like she wants to be a part of the preschool program mm-hmm. more, which is great. I can guarantee if she walks in the room, I have a what the hell day.
Oh my gosh.
It
yeah.
started 20 minutes before she even showed up.
Uh huh.
She pops in to say hi. I'm like holding a screaming child and somebody's hollering from the bathroom, like, I need you to wipe my butt. And like, you know, somebody else decides that today is the day they're going to bring the cars into the salt writing trays and explode it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And everything happens at once. Never does she come in on a, like, beautiful, every moment is a learning experience.
Yes.
Like, tangible to adult mind day.
Yes.
It's always the day when everyone is screaming, everyone is running, everyone is upset about a thing. And she walks in and I'm just like, hey, don't have time to do anything productive today. What the hell? Sorry. It's not up like this every day. See you later. Bye. Like,
you blame it on the full moon and the barometric pressure, right? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super moon. What the hell?
That was a cool moon.
It's cloudy. We didn't see it.
I love space.
You didn't get to see it? What the hell?
No. What the hell? Well, that was dumb.
Yeah, they're like clouds all the time.
What the hell? How did people get pictures of that super moon like so big? I really feel like they photoshopped that shit.
Tortilla moon. Tortilla moon. Did you see that one? Can we somebody taped a tortilla to the window?
That was awesome. Can we we'll just have to put explicit on this
this one episode.
This one episode. Don't listen to this one with your kids.
The title of it will give it away, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear about the time I got propositioned by a 10-year-old?
What?
Whoa, yeah. What the hell?
Okay, it was my first year teaching fifth grade, and, you know, I was young and cute, and he was a little boy that got a crush on his teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, this was not a secret. I knew it. The kids knew it. His mom knew it. He was very affectionate.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. And, you know, it'd be like, he's always coming in for a big hug. And it's like,
side hug.
Yeah. Okay. So, one day, he comes in wearing a zip-up pullover, but he doesn't have on an undershirt underneath it. And, I mean, he's cute as could be, but he is a big boy.
Okay, Josie.
You good? Okay.
Yeah.
So we were working, I don't even, who knows what we were doing, this a long time ago. We were working on something independently around the room, and I had walked up to him to see how he was doing, and I noticed he had unzipped his pullover all the way down.
Oh.
So, I mean, the kid's half naked in the middle of our class.
And so it was like full zip? It wasn't just a quarter zip?
Yeah, it was a full zip.
Oh, my.
And he did not have an undershirt on underneath. So I said,
were you like, is it hot? Are you hot?
Well, that's okay. So I said, Gabe, I know you're hot, but you need to zip that up. And he says, oh, no, Mrs. Schneider, I'm temperature hot.
Oh my gosh. What the hell?
Please do not go home. Please do not go home and tell your mom that I said you were hot. Please, please, please.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Icky. What the hell?
Oh, kids.
It was kind of fun to be a young fifth grade teacher because children fell in love with you a lot, and 10 years later, that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah,
so, it's like, getting old. There's at my job, there is a new Josie, who is young, just out of high school. She works with some of the younger kids, but everyone thinks she's beautiful. And
oh yes,
it's like, oh, I remember being the young, pretty Josie that everyone fell in love with.
I know.
Oh, just now old. You get called just grandma old. On accident sometimes.
Yeah, what the hell? Don't call me grandma. I'm not a grandma.
Oh.
What other what the hells we got? Here's a, this is like completely not related to like early childhood at all, but this drives me nuts. This is so petty. I, for some reason, hate it when people on social media say all these lovey-dovey things about their significant other when you know they're freaking sitting in the room right next to them in the evening. And then they're like commenting back and forth on each other's post. Mm. Like, oh, I love you too, babe. Oh, thanks for being such a great husband, babe. What the hell? Like, just tell each other. We don't need to profess it to the world. Right?
No. You know that's a sign that their relationship is bad, right?
I know. Actually, I don't really feel like that's the case with these two. But
they're just annoying.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Here's... Now, this one is just mean because I'm nosy. Nothing drives me crazier on Facebook than, oh, man, what an awful day. Just, I really need some prayers right
now.
Yes,
and then they don't say why.
What's wrong?
I know. And then you have like 700 people saying, what's the matter? What's the matter? What can we do? Prayers sent.
I can't talk about it right now, but.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell? What the hell? I don't have a what the hell ready, but what the hell?
What the hell? Oh my.
What the hell? Here it is.
Just watch a Facebook. I don't like Facebook.
There's a fantastic book. It just came out a few weeks ago. It's called I'm Judging You by Lovie Ajayi. I'm not sure how you say her last name.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's just, she just goes through petty things like Facebook and big things like social justice and just says what's wrong with the world and why she's judging everyone. It's hilarious.
Awesome.
This is another Facebook thing that drove me nuts. After Trump was elected, all of the people who, not all, you know, Hillary supporters were like, if you voted for him, I'm unfriend me right now because you're this, 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 and this. And it's like you're being the exact same thing.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What the
hell? What the hell?
What?
Oh.
Politics on Facebook in general.
Yeah.
Your meme, your thoughts, you're not changing anybody's vote. You're just making people hate you. So just don't talk about politics on Facebook.
Yeah.
Why Facebook?
Facebook.
What else we got that's not Facebook related or social media or like makes us sound like we're petty bitches?
My 3-year-old.
Uh-oh.
She's a drama queen. Here's a good story for you.
Oh.
She's hilarious. It's one of those things you have to, because they are real emotions,
mm-hmm.
so you have to not laugh at her. But the things she says are so funny. One day she was mad at us because we weren't playing a game right. We were playing for a while, and then my husband sat, and I sat down in the on the chairs on our patio, and she's mad that we still weren't playing. And so she starts screaming, and she gets up, and she stomps around to the front of the house. Well, one of us had to follow her because she's 3, and we have no fence, and we live on a busy road. So my husband just kind of walked behind her but kept his distance. And after a few minutes, he walked up to her to see if she wanted to talk, and she points at him and screams, You are my villain! Oh, wait, villain! So then she runs around to the back of the house, and I was there, and she looks at me, and she says, oh, you, are you here to destroy my heart again?
Oh my gosh, she's so dramatic.
No. What the hell? What is 13 going to be like if this is 3?
Oh, no.
Can I tell the story about my Channing sneaking out of class today?
Yeah.
I got an email from her teacher today. This is the first email I've ever gotten from a teacher. I have a 5th grader and a 3rd grader. And it's my kindergartner who, her teacher had to send me an email because she was in Spanish class. And there was a sub. And Channing and her new BFF decided they were going to try to go to the bathroom together at the same time. And the sub said, nope, one at a time. Then the sub, so I'm hearing this from my daughter's regular classroom teacher. So the sub looked up and noticed that they were gone for quite a while and must have called on the regular classroom teacher to go out and search the hallways for them. So she came upon them in the hallway, and they were giggling and laughing and having a great time because they snuck out of class together, and they're 5.
Uh-oh.
Actually, Channing just turned 6 like 2 days ago. So she said that she was going to have to email our parents, and she said that sobered them up really quick. And she said that she had to follow through because she said she would, and she's really glad that Channing is a good friend. And that she's feeling comfortable in the school, but needs to know that she's not going to be trusted as much anymore.
Yeah, you can't cut class, kid.
So funny. I don't even know how to respond to the email because I think it's hilarious. I know she shouldn't be doing that, but what the hell? The content of the class should have been a little bit more
engaging.
Interesting or engaging. Maybe she was bored out of her mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Thank you. Oh gosh. I don't know if I have any big what the hells lately.
I don't know, Josie and I have been just like,
you guys have a lot going on over there.
Peeling apart people on Facebook and
in 20 weeks.
Yeah. You're going to be like, what the hell is happening to my body? Wait. What the hell is spilling out of my vagina right now? Like, what the hell is this huge pad that I have to wear home and the mesh underwear?
Oh, the mesh underwear.
I'm going to be like, why is this burn spray in the bathroom?
Oh, no.
What the hell? Why is it there? Where am I supposed to put this? What is this squirter bottle in here that I'm supposed to squirt my crotch with after having the baby? And it's warm water in there. You're supposed to put warm water. Don't put cold water in there. It's in case you have stitches.
What the hell, guys?
Down there.
I'm already creeped out.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, why do they make me have stool softeners? Why do I need to take stool softeners? Because the poop that you have to poop after you've had any sort of like anesthesia or anything like that, it's going to hurt coming out. So...
it's like you give birth twice.
Oh, gosh.
And the placenta. No. Like, are you going to look at it?
I don't know.
Did you ever look at yours?
No.
I don't even look at it. I don't think it's an option. Are you going to save the, like, cord blood?
No.
That's a thing.
Yeah, you can bank their cord blood.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cord blood is different to me than I thought you were going to say save the placenta and
eat it.
Are you going to eat it?
No.
Oh. Make a placenta smoothie?
No.
Bring it to class and let them... dissect.
Let everybody
it.
Taste it.
Here's some sensory pizza, table. Guys. Sensory table.
Here's some shaving cream and placenta.
Gross. Ew.
All those things that happen to us ladies after we have a baby. Like, what the hell? What the hell?
What the hell?
Why did God do that to us?
Wow.
I hope we're not scaring you.
No.
You'll be just fine. Everybody, you know, it's kind of like it does. Everybody does it. And here's the thing. The thing that you get from the process is so amazing. And the further you get out from the actual childbirth, delivery, like, you forget.
The scars heal.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
If you're Kristen, not. Oh. But most of the time they do.
Most of the time. Mm-hmm. I'm more excited. I'm into the grossness. Like, this stuff is gross and like, ew, yeah, it's gonna happen to me too. But that doesn't scare me.
Right.
I'm more excited.
How about pooping on the table?
Oh.
They tell you about that?
Yeah.
You generally women poop.
I never asked. I just didn't
know. No, they're like so discreet about it. They just clean it up and it's gone.
Wow.
What the hell? Why do we have to go through that?
No.
Kids are worth
what
it, though.
What the hell?
Kids are worth it, for when though. They sneak out of kindergarten Spanish class.
So they'll be three and they'll yell at you all the time.
You're an evil villain.
And run away. Oh, gosh. But they're still worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, this has been a fun episode.
It has.
I have hiccups now, too.
It was a fun episode to end the night on tonight.
Yeah.
We're all live in person. Not live. We're in person.
Alive.
We're all live in person.
Mostly alive.
Jeff was laying on the floor in the studio a little while ago.
Yeah.
He was half alive.
He was scared by all the lady talk
too
much.
Yeah, he left. He should have been.
Too much lady talk.
Yeah.
Him.
This episode would have been funny for it to see his facial expressions on, though.
Mm-hmm. What the hell, guys?
What the hell?
What the hell? What?
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall, Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh. Hey, you want to support all the Upstairs Studio podcasts? It's as simple as this. Use our Amazon link when you shop Amazon. We get a small percentage of what you spend. You don't pay any extra. You get your stuff from Amazon. Everybody wins. Where do you find the link? Well, it's on the Explorations Early Learning app. You can find it on the Explorations Early Learning website. And if you don't find it in those places, just get a hold of Jeff on Facebook or via email, and he'll hand deliver it to your inbox. Thanks for your support. Bye-bye.